News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. No more jumping ahead and falling back. It could be happening. Radio Oklahoma's Albert Castellanos has more on this story.
Senate Bill 1200 will get rid of the time changes in the spring and fall, locking in the spring forward standard. According to Representative Scott Fettgatter, the majority of Oklahomans endorsed the bill.
American Farmers and Ranch, Oklahoma Automobile Dealers, OML, the Municipal League, and the Restaurant Association, are they endorsing this bill?
I think the question, not only are they endorsing the bill, but so are over 80% of your constituents.
Oklahoma will be exempt from participating in daylight savings, even if it is established federally.
Well, Tulsa fire crews spend hours fighting a fire at a storage facility. Most of the fire was on the outside of the U.S. Ecology Building, where paint cans, petroleum products, and other chemical items were stored. No injuries have been reported. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.